Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We're continuing in our study of how to fight the good fight of faith. Today, I want to talk to you about the necessity of taking steps of faith in order to win this fight of faith. And I'll remind you of my definition of faith: unwavering, unshakable, trusting God, His Word, and His character. We are told that every person has been given a measure of faith by God Himself. He places in you that ability to trust Him and to believe Him. We have to yield to that faith God has put inside of us every day of our life. And the more you yield to it, the more you'll find that it is trustworthy. You can count on the faith God's put in you to believe your way through every situation. God's Word's true, so your faith in His Word will never disappoint or fail you. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12 tells us to fight the good fight of faith. And it's the only fight we're ever encouraged to get involved in. We fight the good fight of faith by using the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So we use God's Word as our weapon to fight the fight of faith. Regardless of what you may be facing today, whatever giant seems to be against you, whether it's in your marriage, in your family, in your finances, in your workplace, in your health, no matter what it is, this giant can be fought successfully with faith. 1 John 5:4 says, "This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." That's the method God's given to us to have victory in every situation in our lives. We've been talking this week about David and how in his battle against Goliath, we can observe several amazing principles of fighting the good fight of faith. And one thing that we saw in David, if you look in 1 Samuel chapter 17, in this account of David and Goliath, you'll find in verses 48 and 49 these words, "And it was so, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, and David hastened and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine." I bring this out to say this: David ran towards the giant. He ran toward the battle line. He took steps towards it. He had spoken previously, and this was an important part of fighting the good fight of faith. He spoke what he believed was going to happen. He said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." And he went on to say, "This day," speaking what he believed was going to happen, "this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I'll strike you, and I'll take your head from you. And this day I'll give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Now he said what he believed. He spoke out in faith, even though the giant that was opposed to him looked like an impossible foe, someone too big for him to battle to win. And yet, God had taught him something, and he spoke words of faith before he dealt with this enemy. But what did David do next? We see this. The enemy was after David. He was taking steps toward David. David, it says in verse 48, ran to meet the enemy. He ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. David had to do more than talk, though what he said was very, very important to his victory. Once that is done, you then, like David did, have to make steps of faith. You have to take steps of faith that demonstrate to the enemy that you really do believe you're about to get the victory. It isn't words anymore. There's action involved. We have to have corresponding action that goes with our faith. You may have faith in your heart that God will turn your situation around, but have you taken any steps towards the enemy that show that your faith is not just in your head? You may believe in your heart you are going to see a change in your marriage, but have you taken any steps to act in a corresponding way as if things were changing right now? You may believe in your heart your finances are going to turn around, but have you taken any steps of faith to begin sowing financial seed into the kingdom of God that corresponds with your belief your finances are going to be blessed? This is a very important principle of fighting the good fight of faith. Regardless of what you may be looking at or how huge and looming the problem, difficulty, or circumstance you're facing, if you really believe the word of God, that God's your victor, that you're an overcomer, the greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, that this is the victory that's overcome the world, even our faith. All of those scriptures talk about the fact that God in you will cause you to be victorious. But are you taking steps that actually correspond to the faith you say you believe in your heart? This is vital in order to win. To win this good fight of faith, we have to not only speak by faith, we have to take steps of faith. Some years ago, when my husband and I were first instructed by the Lord to move 600 miles from where we were living and go and pioneer a new church in Southern California, we were faced with this situation that, first of all, we did not have finances to go and start a church. If we quit our jobs that we had at that time, that would cut off financial supply right then just for our own personal needs, let alone to help finance any new work. And yet we could not get away from the very clear direction of God that we needed to do this and do it right away. After having prayer and counsel with other pastors, and they all felt in agreement that this was indeed the word of God and that it was trustworthy, and when God speaks, he always provides, we began to take the steps of faith. And we stopped just talking about it because we kept saying, we are going to move to Southern California and plant a church. And we said this over and over again, believing that it was God's will. But the day came when we had to take the steps that corresponded with what we said with our mouth and believed in our hearts. And we did exactly that. We packed up and moved 600 plus miles, established ourselves in Southern California. And God was so faithful, though we were looking at what we considered a giant. The area we were moving to was twice as expensive, at least, as the area we were moving from. Commercial real estate, even to rent, was outrageously priced to try to rent facilities for a church. We personally did not have prospects of having payroll situations such as a person who's on staff at a church would have, because we were starting from nothing. And so I tell you all of that to say that it was a required of us, and it's required of every person who walks by faith, that you have to not only believe in your heart the word of God and then speak with your mouth the word that God has said, but then you have to take steps of faith that correspond with what you are saying you believe God has said. And as God is certainly faithful, he did a very dramatic and beautiful thing for us as we were just leaving town, just packing in the last boxes in the U-Haul van. Someone came and handed us a check, a large check that literally helped us with all the preliminary expenses of setting up an office and buying a computer for the church and different things like that. That was completely unexpected. We had no way of knowing that this would ever happen, except that we believed that God's word was always true, it was trustworthy, and that if we took corresponding steps of faith, that God would meet us just like he met David when he took the steps in running towards the battle line with Goliath. God supernaturally provided that one stone to hit Goliath right in the forehead, the only place that could have truly knocked him out, because he was covered with a helmet and much armor around his body. Supernatural assistance was given to knock that giant out. And so it was in our situation with starting our church, that though we took the steps towards the battle line and we didn't have any natural means of winning this battle, God supernaturally undertook to provide a way to get over the top with victory. And God has indeed done that. And I share that with you to say, what are you doing today that are steps of faith that correspond with what you believe in your heart? If your finances are undergoing difficulties and you really do believe the word of God, and God says, give and it will be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, are you taking corresponding steps of faith in giving, though your finances look like that should not possibly work for you? That is a step of faith. Is your marriage in such a condition that your spouse seems completely unresponsive, and yet you believe the word of God that love never fails? If you truly have faith that God's word is true and trustworthy, then are you taking corresponding steps of faith to pour out love as if the other party was responding in kind, even if he's not, even if she's not? God wants you to take the steps of faith that you believe that love will prevail and not fail, and you then take the steps of faith to pour out love, because that's what God's word says. I share that with you to say, take the step of faith that you need today in your specific situation, and God will meet you as he did David when he faced Goliath. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. If you'd like further study on the subject of faith, write to us. And with any donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we'll send you The Just Shall Live by Faith. Have a great and victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.